batteries and power. Turbines and speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I'll bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
We all work too damn hard trying to make our kids' lives amazing and magical. Their lives already are amazing and magical. Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Be bad moms!
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with Suffragette himself, David Cohen. Why do I call you that?
Suffragette?
Yes.
Because we're talking about women in comedy?
Here we go. And this was your topic you proposed in that show a little ways back.
One in 125 shows, not a bad ratio.
There you go. We put a lot of work into this one. Because we've recently seen, and you have to admit, there's an exponential growth in women in comedy, TV, movies, and stand-up.
Absolutely.
Right? So the question is, this year alone, let's look at it. You got Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres, Samantha Bee, Maya Rudolph, Leslie Jones, Tina Fey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and Amy Poehler all have had starring roles in movies or TV shows to great success, right?
And there are so many more. You just name, that's basically the tip of the iceberg. That's how crazy it is right now.
Exactly. So, but the question is, is this unique to Hollywood? Have we seen this before? Are the floodgates been opened? Are women today even, like, maybe are they funnier than they were in the past?
I think that's the question, right? So I think the focus today is obviously there's more women and more female-driven TV comedies and Hollywood to a certain extent as well than ever before. And I think the argument today we're going to have is...
That you love to have.
Exactly. Are women today, and not the are women funnier than men, because that's so hackish and cliche, but are women today funnier than they were before? Is that why there are so many more women in comedy today?
And as an offshoot of that, I mean, you look at this movie, this Bad Moms, right? None of the people in this movie really are comedians. They call them now comedians. I mean, female comedians. You've got, Kristen Bell from Frozen. She's really not a comedian. Right. Certainly didn't do stand-up or anything like that. You got Mila Kunis. She was in a comedy show.
They're more like comedic actresses.
Actresses, maybe. Right. Jada Pinkett Smith was in Gotham. I mean, she was certainly not funny in that. you've got Christina Applegate, Married with Children. She kind of was funny, but, like, they're not Lucille Ball. But in the shadow of what we just discussed, Hollywood is even saying, look, you almost funny people, let's put you into a movie, right. Women.
Yeah,
and that might be a pretty good movie, too, don't get me wrong. But, they're even doing, if that makes sense, they're even doing that. There's an overflow.
Well, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is a perfect example. She's never a stand-up. She's a comedic actress. So,
right.
And there's a big difference.
Right.
So, yes, you're right. So, if you have any hint of funniness, you're doing a comedy.
Right. So, really is the women are all over, and that's great. But the real question is, like you said, they're funnier before. Let's just take a look at them now. You got that movie Sisters that was out with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Are you serious? Because I am straight up baffled.
I'm sorry?
I believe you called this party a sad and desperate event.
Well, I just figured I'd pop in and say hello to everyone. I mean, we're all adults now, right?
Nice try. On your bike, get your peanut butter out of my sister's chocolate.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to throw this out to you, I don't know that it's quality versus quantity in these days, this day and age. Now, listen, I'm not putting down those actresses, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph. But I don't know that they're always getting, because there's a lot of people want this now, the floodgates rope, which we'll examine. But I'm not so sure that that's really a funny movie. Didn't really go over too well.
No.
Has these people in it, gets the financing more than any others, but not so great. They're not, they can perform otherwise and be funny, but, there are misses as well.
Right.
Anyway, let's listen to Amy Schumer just remind you who she is hosting Saturday Night Live.
The girl who played me as a little girl in Trainwreck, she's 9 years old, her name's Devin, and she came up to me at the premiere and she said, I overheard my agent tell my mom that my cheeks are too big, so I don't get a lot of work. But then I thought, well, my cheeks made me look like you, and I'm so grateful I have these cheeks.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of leaned down and I just said, well, what does that mean, Devin?
No, just, you know, funny stuff. It's, she opens the doors to different, we'll get into this, different kinds of humor that are available to women now that certainly weren't available in the past.
Oh, right.
You know,
definitely.
And she does it well, but I don't know if it's better or worse. Again, we'll examine that in a few minutes, but I just want to kind of, let's take a look at the landscape a little bit with Melissa McCarthy in a movie that was pretty good, Spy.
Before I joined the CIA, I thought I was going to be this amazing spy. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
You play it too safe.
I just hear my mom's voice. Give up on your dream, Susan. Just to write that in my lunchbox.
There you go. So you can't get the whole movie in a clip there.
But Melissa McCarthy, too. A lot of hits, a lot of misses, too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But again, I think she's hilarious. It's just the material might not be. Or
well, so now here's the question before we get to the next clip and the next person and so forth. What's happened here? We've seen something happen where the floodgates are open. Women are getting the roles which they're entitled to more than men. I don't know if there's any really men generated comedies even out there this year, let's say. I'm just starting to look at this, but you see that it's all going towards women, which is great if they're funny. Are they funny, and why are they getting all these roles, do you think?
I think they are funny. They wouldn't be airing so many. I think it's more prevalent in TV, by the way, than it is in Hollywood, although it's getting some traction in Hollywood. Ghostbusters and movies like Spy, things like that. But I think in TV, because there are so many more opportunities and channels to do shows, like you said, the floodgates are open because there are more channels that are open now, and women are, I think, much funnier today than they were in the past. And almost every show on TV that's female driven, in my opinion, is funny. And I'm laughing at it, and they're getting good ratings.
All right, we're going to argue over that a little bit, because I do see some funny things, but I don't think that it's funnier than the past. And I think there's a little argument there that there's now a lot more freedom, and I like the idea that women can talk about a lot more things than just the kids, let's say, and the housework or whatever from the 50s, right, as being a sitcom mom then. But I don't know if we've gone the other way where, like, an Amy Schumer, sometimes if she, let me put it this way, if you told her, I want you to be a comedian to talk about whatever you want, except do not talk about bodily functions, can you be funny? I'm sure she can, but right now she's not doing that.
Right.
Everything's related to a bodily function. Everything.
That's a good point. Comedic actresses today can talk about any subject that they want to, and they're going to go to the subject matter that they're funny at, that they're good at telling. Whereas in the olden days, you know, they didn't have that opportunity, right? They were given a script, or if they were doing stand-up, they had to work in a very limited box in terms of the subject matter. So.
Right. So, and we'll look at that in the next section, take a look at the women that were the foundation for what we're seeing today. Certainly there were a lot of funny women in the past as well, but we'll look at the limitations they had to work with, and was that a positive or a negative thing? But let's look at, you know, Ellen DeGeneres. She kind of gets overlooked because she's been around, I think, so long. She did the sitcoms, right. She did stand-up first, then the sitcoms. Now she's on the daytime TV, but don't forget she's in Finding Dory, one of the most successful movies of the summer.
A lot of people tell me that they like Dory because they also have short-term memory loss. How many people here have short-term memory? Yeah, me too. How many people have short-term memory loss here? Me too.
Yeah, so she's, you know, it's a typical joke and everything, but she presents
it
well.
Right.
She has a smile, and she's fun, you know, and a talk show. She's not like that Kelly Ripa. I mean, she is just like, she welcomes you, and she's fun, and she's dancing and all that. And
yeah, for those of you who don't know, Doug just really has a thing against Kelly Ripa, but.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. We'll get into that another time, but if you want to hear that last show we did, I spoke a little bit about that and our friend Michael Strahan. Anyway, we'll be back on, Everything Old is New again to continue, and we'll look at the old look at, women in comedy, older shows.
Everything Old is New Again is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal service for over 26 years. We're a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you're involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com for a free consultation. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani at vivianilaw@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show. Everything old is new again. With Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
21, my mother said, only a doctor for you. When I was 22, she said, all right, a lawyer, CPA. 24, she said, we'll grab a dentist. 26, she said, anything.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. That's Joan Rivers before. In other words, that's Joan Rivers in the 60s doing a little stand-up, I think, on Ed Sullivan. Back in the day. Yeah. So she's a good figure to look at, where she's someone that was in the time frame before the release of the floodgates here, and sort of after as well. I mean, almost she got there. She was around and changed her style, and we'll talk about that. But there's Joan Rivers, Lucille Ball, Phyllis Diller, Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore, Mae West, Betty White, Joan Davis, Roseanne Barr, Gilda Radner, Bea Arthur, Margaret Dumont. Just to mention a few to get the ball rolling here, that there certainly were people and women in the past, all the way back to the 30s, that were hysterical, funny, and could hold their own with the women of today, that's for sure. So I just want to get the discussion going about that and look a little bit at some of these people that we may have forgotten or never knew existed before. Check out someone like Mae West. She was before her
time. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
You were wonderful tonight.
I'm always wonderful at night. What's the good of resisting temptation? There'll always be more.
I'll never forget you.
No one ever does. Well, it's better to be looked over than overlooked.
Well, she had the innuendo, the sexual innuendo that permeated every appearance she made in everything in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah. I think she was that funny.
You didn't think she was that funny. Interesting.
No. It was a shtick.
You don't think Amy Schumer talking about, all the bodily...
I think Amy Schumer's funnier.
It's a shtick. Yes. That's a shtick, too.
No, I don't think it's a shtick at all.
Oh, really?
I mean,
well, define shtick. You mean the way she's talking?
Yeah. That's all she joked about.
I got you. Like a one-joke pony.
Right.
All right, well, I can maybe see that. Let's take a look at Margaret Dumont. She was with the Marx Brothers all the time.
You're going way back.
Hell yeah.
The future of Fredonia is on you. Promise me you'll follow in the footsteps of my husband.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
I was with him till the very end.
No wonder he passed away.
I held him in my arms and kissed him.
Oh, I see. Then it was murder.
They're more or less a straight person, though.
She was a perfect straight person.
Perfect foil, and she was in it all the time. That voice.
Very funny.
And just, just want to throw these out there. Now, this is a Jody Gilbert, who was with W.C. Fields in a number of movies, and you would definitely recognize her later on in the 40s and 50s as a character actress. Very funny presentation. Just listen to how angry she gets at W.C. Fields.
I didn't squawk about the steak there. I merely said I didn't see that old horse that used to be tethered outside here.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
Oh.
You know, there's something awfully big about you.
Thank you, dear.
Your nose.
Just the presentation.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. Very dry. Skit, yeah.
I mean, Never Give a Second or Even Break, I think it was. And he's in a diner, and she's the waitress, and goes on for 15 minutes. And she holds her own with one of the funniest men of all time. And, in fact, he was so gregarious, honestly. I mean, back in the day, too. He let his co-stars, he wrote all those movies. He wanted his co-stars to be funnier than him.
Right.
And so he just reacts to her and back and forth. You got to see it. She is really up there. It's so incredibly lost in the shuffle. Like a lot of the women now will be lost in the shuffle 30, 50, 70,
right.
of course, years from now. But this Joan Davis, I'm going to real quick clip. You're barely going to recognize it from Hold That Ghost.
Did you slap me?
Did you slap me?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
She was in so many movies with Abbott Costello, and later on in the 50s had her own TV show. She was the lady that didn't look so good in the Abbott Costello movie. She was not that good looking, but she presented this every person to them and stood up. I guess women of a backbone back in the day seemed to be funny, I guess. I don't know why. But that was just a little piece of it. You're not going to get much. But do you remember Martha Ray? Does anybody remember Martha Ray? No?
Does she have a cooking show?
First you tell me I can have the cake for nothing, then I can't have the cake for nothing. Then you say there ain't no turkey, and then there is turkey. Then you say you're going to sneak us through the gate. Now you're not going to sneak us through the gate. Why don't you make up your mind?
I mean, that's Costello talking to her. I couldn't find her. She was incredible. She that's ridiculous, right? Yeah. But she performed until she was 73. She was married 7 times just behind the scenes.
Wow.
What a character. But she was a singer, an actor, performer, like a Lucille Ball type with great timing, very funny. Again, just I don't expect you to remember these people at the top of your head, but just throwing this last one out there, throw a little bit about Lucy, and we'll have a discussion about where we're going with it.
If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is easier. Yeah, we can handle this, okay? I think we're fighting a losing game.
Now, do you find that these women, now that I've just mentioned, first of all, do you think that they were funny in their way, if you remember who I'm talking about?
Yes, but I think for most of them, they were, like I'll use this phrase again, they were sort of one-trick ponies. And the same thing with Lucille Ball, like, as funny as and legendary and as influential as she is on basically every comedian today, you know, she was good at physical comedy, but that's great. But she didn't have the diversity that in comedy that women today have. And I think that's why they're funnier today.
That's very interesting. She was extraordinarily successful on the televisions of a series, not the same one, but a series on TV for 25 years, and most of the time, let's say at least the top 20 in ratings. But you're right, because every episode, it's kind of the same thing.
Right.
She's going to do something wrong. It's going to be found out. She's going to have to try to dig herself out of this miscommunication that causes someone else a problem, right? And then, by the way, it'll be slapsticky going on.
Sure, there. Yeah.
But she did it beautifully, and again, before her time. But I agree, you know, it makes sense. Most of them, what you're saying, were either straight persons or didn't have a huge career, like, on their own. You can't recognize the names of half of them that I mentioned.
So, no, they were also limited. They were severely limited in terms of how successful they were allowed to be and the kind of material they were allowed, the exposure that they can get. It was a completely different situation.
Other than Mae West, none of those women that I just mentioned, other than Lucy, I guess you'd say, but other than Mae West, carried a movie themselves. Think
right.
about it. You don't say, oh, that's a, you know, that's a Jodie Gilbert movie.
Right,
you know?
Of course. Right.
Unfortunately.
Until Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore came around, not carried movies, but carried TV shows.
Right.
And because I think they were given the opportunity to do it, and they took advantage of it.
Right. Could be. Although Joan Davis did have her own TV series, successful in the 50s. You probably don't remember it. It's not on reruns and whatever. But you're right. My point is sometimes, like, you see these polls all the time. Who is the best baseball player of all time or whatever? And inevitably, you know, the best baseball player of all time, for let's say that example, you've got out of the 10 of them, 8 of them are from like the 2001 forward. Because everyone, you know, that's voting doesn't look back and remember DiMaggio or Mantle or even somebody, you know, before then. So God forbid you don't actually have seen them, they're not good.
Right.
I'm just trying to bring to light that these women were tremendous at what they did, and we'll examine that in the next section. But, you know, so is it quantity versus quality? Or, like you say, I think what you're seeing now is that you're seeing the quantity. I'm going to just proposition something, that you're seeing more women now because the veil is down. Women could talk about just about anything that a man could, but now for the first time, women are exploring these topics that men have talked about for years. And so therefore, it's interesting and unique to see a woman mention divorce or, I don't know, whatever the topic might be, that they weren't allowed to talk about or act in before, like a bridesmaid, you know, or movie. Like that's gone. I want to see the equality
of
men and women. Who's surviving? Right. And let's see men and women together. You know what I mean? Like, let's see a great woman with a great man, a comedian.
Yeah.
can turn the
world. We'll be back. Everything Old is New Again.
With your smile.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
In essence, we mounted a musical comedy review every week, and at first, the network didn't want me to do one. They said, no, all the comedy variety shows are hosted by men. Sid Caesar, Jackie Gleason.
That was Carol Burnett. Of course, we're back on Everything Old is New Again, talking about women in comedy, and certainly you can't talk about that topic without talking about, especially on television, which you were referring to previously, without talking about Carol Burnett. She was smart when she surrounded herself. What I liked was she didn't have to be just women like we're seeing now. Every woman's movie now is women with women with women. And, you know, it's like, I understand. They flesh that out. Go for it. Knock yourself out. That's great. But at some point now, we're going to be able to, that novelty will wear off, I hope. And now we can just be all equal, and a woman and a man who are really funny, both can get together, if that makes sense. So you get Harvey Korman, Tim Conway with her. Like they all held their own against each other, and it wasn't any qualms or issues of sexism or whatever. It was just tremendous, but she had a fight to get there.
Right, exactly. And today it's not, I don't think it's, it doesn't appear to be the case because of the proliferation of so many shows right now.
Right, and when you have to fight for it, I don't know if you're appreciating it more than today. I don't know if that's fair to say, but there might be some effect upon your performance, and maybe you're a little more careful with what you're doing or with your performance. I don't know if it's something's just given to you in theory as opposed to you really had to fight for it and be a groundbreaking type of person to get there. You know what I mean?
She
had to look over her shoulder, right. I'm sure, almost every sketch and say, listen, I'm confident. I know what I'm doing here, but these characters don't want me to do this. They still don't want me to do it. I'm doing great ratings, but I'm still the only one that's a female that's doing this. So I better, make sure I'm on top of my game.
Yep.
Amy Poehler, I'm just saying, throwing it out there, can go on, Fallon and not be that funny, and it's fun. It's okay. Does that make any sense? I don't know if that's fair, but I just think she had to be a little...
I think in general you have to worry about whether you're funny all the time.
It's a good point. I don't know. It's something to think about, but let's just... I might be just throwing something out there, but I just think that it's important to acknowledge that Carol Burnett and Mary Tyler Moore...
It was absolutely tougher for them.
Very much tougher, and their broad shoulders upon which they carried a lot of weight. Mary Tyler Moore was so underrated.
The characters he created will be remembered by children and adults alike. Mr. Fee-Fi-Fo. And my particular favorite, Aunt Yoo-Hoo. Go ahead, laugh out loud. Don't you see, nothing would have made Chuckles happier. He lived to make people laugh. He hated to see people cry. So go ahead, my dear. Laugh for Chuckles.
There you go, Mary Tyler Moore. I think she's so underrated in that she didn't have the comedy lines much of the time. She was like this Margaret Dumont with the Marx Brothers, and kind of like she didn't always. She did certainly funny things,
right.
But she allowed that entire cast to be funny around her, just like Carol Burnett did.
Absolutely, but I mean, she had her own production company. I mean, she was really in charge, and one of the pioneers of really having some control over the content. And she was, ridiculously funny. But I think it's the exception. I'd put her up there against almost anybody today. But I still think that, if you just look across the spectrum, I think that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, for example, and I think Samantha Bee, who is hosting a political sort of satire show right now, I think are just miles ahead of anyone that came before them. I just think whether it's because of the freedom they have or not, I just think they're funnier.
But you have to acknowledge that Burnett and Mary Tyler Moore showing now in the 70s and the 80s, really the 70s, the first time women are getting out and doing more than being the housewife.
They were definitely the pioneers.
Let's think about it. And Betty White opened the door a little bit. She still does open the door.
I took in the inseam on your fig leaf.
Why didn't you just get me a smaller fig leaf?
They don't grow that small.
playing Adam and Eve on a Johnny Carson skit.
I mean, she's still, Betty White is still relevant today. Yeah. She's still hilarious.
Came out
She had that show. What was that? The older people, that show that was on for a year or two?
Yes.
You know, putting themselves in situations that were just really funny. I forget the name.
Yeah, but she has no qualms. There's a couple of the shows she's been on and canceled too, but no qualms about making fun of herself and just going with it. And she became quite a character from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, as did Rhoda,
right.
as did Phyllis. So let's, you know, like they really, you know, at the time, you maybe not recognize it, but wait, it was amazing. Now let's take a look. Now you see whose shoulders these people are on. We'll compare a little bit. Just take a look. There's more topics now being discussed. Look at what Betty White just talked about. You couldn't see that being discussed in the 60s and right. 50s, right? Now you've got Amy Schumer here.
No, I was cyberbullying my niece on Instagram the other day, and I literally ate 15 mini muffins. I'm so bad.
They're like pellets. It's nothing.
Are they big muffins?
No,
they're mini. Do you know what mini means? It means smaller than big.
It's a big, long skit, and it is right. pretty funny.
And unfortunately, we can't, the problem with some of this stuff is you can't air it. There's so many swear words involved.
That's my point. Yeah. And also, they talk about socially maybe not so acceptable topics as well. So you have to be careful on the radio. And that skit is 15 minutes long for almost really one joke at the end, if you're familiar with it, where the waiter comes over later on to ask them would they like, I don't know, like a Diet Coke or something, and they all get mad at it.
Right.
Meanwhile, talking with each other, all the women are self-deprecating, and it's okay to...
And the horrible things that they're actually doing.
Right.
That, I'm so bad I ate a bag of potato chips. The joke being that what they had done to trigger the bag of potato chips.
Right,
was
the
like
social
horrific.
Activity they did before
right.
was
cyberbullying my niece.
Right.
Just crazy.
but again, more topics, which is great, that
right.
you've never heard women talk about before. You got Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. There's a word that's used as a curse word, like in almost every other sentence.
Yes.
Hard to play anything
show.
Here.
Yeah.
You have to be into the political scene. If political stuff turns you off, I don't care how funny the show is, you're not going to watch it. I think. It's like, I'm too close to that. But they handle it so well, and it's so interesting to see the woman as vice president and then...
And think about her character she played there versus Elaine on Seinfeld.
Right.
I mean, just to show the diversity and the talent there. You figure you're done, right? When you're Elaine on sign, you can never right. do another character. And she's done a couple, including Veep.
And this is nowhere near the Elaine character at all.
Right.
Not
right.
even, they wouldn't
right.
say one word the same. And then you've got Samantha Bee, who you're mentioning here.
I have a small Chevrolet. It is one of the smallest Chevys that they have.
With no engine, because engines are for one percenters.
That's just, you can't get a lot in, but she's an equal opportunity,
critic.
And so that's what I like. It's like, you want to, I don't like to hear just, I don't care what side it is, just one side of anything,
Right.
So she does both sides so you can sit through it and say, all right, I'm opening my mind a little bit to see are there foibles on either side of the fence and she does it well. I got to give her credit. And then there's, Grace and Frankie, Lily Tomlin.
It's easy.
Jane Fonda.
And. Oh, boy. Can you do it again so I can watch you? What? Carefully, step by step. Turn it on again? Yes. Do it so I can learn to do it. You teach a man to fish.
Older folks trying to deal with turning on a computer.
Right. When there are two veteran actresses with a very popular show now, and the premise is that their ex-husbands fell in love with each other, and now they're trying to... live their own life separately and kind of together. They start a business, and it's really, really well done.
Right. Oh, wow. How about that? It's loud. We'll be back on Everything Old is New Again, and we're going to try to pick out who is the best woman comedian of all time. It's an impossible task.
When you're seeking to change your career, apply for a promotion, or trying to find a job, your resume is the first thing that's seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job interview. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a timely reply with a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let them make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
what are we doing for the bachelorette party?
What about like a princess theme?
Versace meets the gold rush.
I'm thinking tanned gentlemen that swallow fire and wear sarongs.
Female fight club. We grease up.
Surprise!
Beat the crap out of her.
I don't hate it.
There you go. It's Bridesmaids, Douglas Viviani with David Cohen on Everything Old is New Again, talking about women in comedy. And you've got a bunch of the big hitters, heavy hitters, in that movie, which I think was a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of fun. Did you get a chance to see it?
Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was
my wife loves it, too, so I've actually seen it a few times now. Yeah. No complaints. Yeah.
And that's, again, women with women and doing women stuff. It's great. Again, we've never seen it, and I think we're going to get a flush of that, and that's great. It's a lot of fun. We've seen it certainly for, since whatever, 1930 with men, so why not open the floodgates? But I want to ask you why you think this is happening, and do you think the limitations on women in the past helped or hurt the development of women in comedy today?
It definitely hurt it. There's no doubt about it that you know, being boxed into the kind of material that you can do or can't do definitely hurt them. And it took women like Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore, Lily Tomlin to sort of break that mold. But, you know, today, and maybe it's unfair. I'm not saying it's not unfair, but I think that, you know, if you run through the gamut, yeah, there's that women who are not that funny, I think, but a lot of women in shows that I think are hilarious and really, really deep and witty, and the subject matter is new and it's fresh. I just think they're funnier. And maybe it's because they have the freedom they didn't have before. But I can't see, you know, honestly, you take Lucille Ball and tell her to do something other than Lucy, I don't think she could have done it. That's just me.
Interesting. So you're saying...
Whereas an Amy Schumer can do a lot of different things. I'm not saying that for what Lucy did, she was hilarious. Is Amy Schumer really funny in one subject? Maybe not. But I think overall, she's just a funnier person. That's just me.
Interesting. I would agree with you, except for your example. I'm not a big fan of Amy Schumer's wide variety. I think she's a Mae West type. And you may disagree, but I think she does shtick. And I think her shtick is talk about bodily functions. That's just me.
No, I don't think you see her show. Do you watch Inside Amy Schumer?
I do, yeah. And it gets for a little while. It's always goes back to that.
It's more about that.
Always goes back to that.
It definitely leans towards that.
I mean, yeah, there's some once in a while we go down a different road, but the joke always comes back to that. So it's like a one-joke pony again, like Mae West, which I agree with.
Right.
It was sexual innuendo. Lucille Ball, it was slapstick. Right. But somebody like Mary Tyler Moore did with Dick Van Dyke slapstick, did straight person kind of stuff, and then on her own show was secondary to letting a lot of other people be funny, then was funny herself. I mean, there was so much that she did. She almost played a lot of these different roles in those two shows. What else could you ask of someone to do? Although she never did stand up, I would suspect.
No,
now,
but
the question
that's
is,
okay.
Would she be someone that would be successful today? Would she limit her vocabulary? Would she limit herself? Or, I mean, it's a question I don't think we ever can answer. Or would she go down this road of, let's talk about everything on the planet?
You never know, and maybe I'm wrong about Lucy as well, but Mary Tyler Moore, I would have loved to seen her today. What she would have done versus the 70s.
On the other hand, I think Carol Burnett would have stayed and been exactly what she is
probably
today.
Yeah,
I just get a vibe. Right. You know, she liked doing that. She was never caught in an interview ever saying, other than what she said about, you know, that they didn't want her to do this. That's a different struggle. But she never got caught saying, I wish I could do something, but, tying my hands. She basically did whatever she wanted on that show, of course, within the bounds of decency at the time. So I don't know. And they're all creatures of their time. You know, it's like comparing Babe Ruth with a home run hitter today. Like, there are some limits to what we're talking about.
If you would say to Tina Fey, okay, we want you to be funny in this set of circumstances, with this limited subject matter, be funny.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe she couldn't be.
I don't think Tina Fey would have been like a Carol Burnett in a talk show. I mean, in a variety show, let's say.
No.
But she may have been a Mary Tyler Moore-ish in the Mary Tyler Moore show. She may have probably been able to do that. I don't know. But yeah, each of these people have their skills, and again, you're a product of your time. But I think it's interesting to take a look at, and let's just take a real quick peek at a couple of them that I think that we haven't talked about yet that are up there. You got Gilda Radner.
Now I'm depressed. I gained weight. My face broke out. I'm nauseous. I'm constipated. Mr. Fader, you sound like a real attractive guy.
She's a modern woman at the time.
Yes.
Still carries forward to this day. Just a sad thing. I wonder what she would have done as she matured.
Oh, she would have just been... Oh, it's sad. It's so sad.
Nothing. She couldn't sing, but there's nothing else she couldn't do or wouldn't do. Slapstick, get dressed up goofy, whatever.
She has such unlimited potential, and it's just such a tragedy. But Yeah,
sad. And we've talked about Mary and Rhoda and Phyllis, so we're going to talk about some characters that are right after them, sort of that group of women, the Golden
Girls.
How
good old Lars?
Oh, Lars is dead, Rhoda.
That's same old Lars.
I mean, he really passed away.
What?
My God, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Phyllis. I didn't... Oh, Mary, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, surely Phyllis had told you.
Phyllis, why didn't you tell me?
I was afraid you might want to come to the funeral.
I mean, they all... was a round robin there, and the one was just funny today, and the next one was funny the next day, or the next line even, you know.
And what was great was just, you know, who was it? Phyllis and
who wrote it?
Happy Homemaker.
Betty White.
Get along. Right? They never got along. It was just, it was great because it was like, you know, like.
But also what I like about
it in real life.
It wasn't just the four of them. We do have a show about just these four women and whatever. Right. They interacted with the men. The men carried the day. Sometimes they carried the day. Like real life.
Right.
It wasn't this, you know, make believe that we don't talk to men except for the ones in the bar or something. You know, like it's, I really thought it was ahead of its time. In a great way. And then the Golden Girls is the next.
It doesn't matter what your parents want. Rose, you're never going to make them happy. They're just going to nag you until you want to grab their throats and choke them. But you don't because you're in a hospital with resuscitating equipment.
That'd be Arthur, right? and that show, again, had Betty White. There she is again.
Yep.
Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty. I mean... I was partying in college at the time that was out, so it wasn't really my thing. But when you go back and watch it now, and she had Maud, of course, as well.
Which was also a groundbreaking show.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you had, you know, Bea Arthur, which was, I think, underrated in this discussion, because she had two shows that lasted a long time.
Yeah.
She was very sarcastic, so maybe because it was dark in some ways, maybe people weren't as into it. That makes sense.
It was a similar character, I think, too, to Maude.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Just that sarcasm, you know. But she was feisty. She was what would you say, an old antiquated word, a feisty broad, you know. She really was, you gotta give her credit.
Broad.
She was. You gotta give her credit for what she was at
broad.
The time. She stood up for herself, took no gump. I mean, she was, give her credit. Anyway, and then there's, of course, Joan Rivers, who changed her style.
The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens.
So, I mean, you know, we've now seen them with that quote.
Who is she? She was talking about Heidi Klum?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are no topics that were not something that she can discuss.
Right.
And that's where we are today's world.
Yes.
We've had shows about this. I'm not a fan of that. Sometimes you go over the line. And I don't think Joan Rivers is the funniest of all time. She's been was around for a huge amount of time, but she never did really films, never did TV. She did stand-up. And that's great. But now we talk about, for the last 15, 20 seconds, who is the best of all time that could do all of it? Who would you want to watch,
right.
You know, now? If you turn the TV on now, you're going to turn on one woman comedian. Which one would it be?
That's so tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. I don't know if I could pick one.
It's definitely Mary Tyler Moore for me.
Really?
Yeah, without hesitation.
I think she's up there. I would have to put Maria Louise Dreyfus.
Okay.
I would say her just because of what she's done. The body of work, I think.
And you're going to see Seinfeld then, of course, with that. I mean,
well,
it's hard. To, you can't divorce them from where they came from.
Right.
We'll be back. Really old is new again. Next week, have some more fun. Talk about pop culture.
Say, Charlie, why the arm in the sling?
Yeah, I walked straight into that busted street sign in front of Frank's Automat.
Well, you must have been really sore at him.
You said it, pal. I said, say, what's a big idea making a fella trip out there? I was going to sock him right in a kisser.
He's all wet. Why, you ought to sue him, Charlie.
I have half a mind to do just that. But where am I going to get that kind of dough?
Say, I know a fella just got me out of a big jam, and he didn't break the bank.
You don't say.
Yeah, the law office of Douglas Viviani.
The law office of Douglas Viviani?
That's right, the law office of Douglas Viviani.
Viviani.
That's what I said, Viviani.
Are you a straight shooter?
He's a cat's meow.
He's on the up and up?
Doug's aces with me.
Is that so?
He's a bee's knees.
Well, that's just swell. You have his number?
You can call him at 631-681-1910 or email him at ViviantiLaw.com.
Wait, what was that last part?
What, email?
Yeah, what's email?
ViviantiLaw.com.